Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I am your host, Alicia Avant, and today we're going to talk about the differences between and whether or not you should choose to have a solo podcast versus a guest podcast. Again, these are just a couple of the options of types of podcasts you might have, but I wanted to cover these and just see how this might help you to choose between the two options. First of all, what is a solo podcast? A solo podcast is a podcast that doesn't require a co-host or a guest. Only the podcaster is the main speaker. It is the most basic, simple version of a podcast, and it doesn't require much investment to get started. According to PodMahal.com, 75% of people say that they listen to podcasts to learn something new. And so a solo podcast is an easy podcast to use as an educational tool. You teach something, you share information. I, myself, have a solo podcast, never desired to really have a guest podcast. And some of these pros and cons that I'm going to share of guest podcasts versus solo podcasts will obviously help you to understand why I chose a solo podcast, but why you might as well. So some pros of having a solo podcast is that it is easy to start, it is easy to set up, and it is more flexible. Some cons is that you have to do all the talking, you might run out of topics, and you are alone when it comes to promoting your podcast. You cannot leverage the audience of a guest, for example. So obviously, just the opposite of this would be a guest podcast where you interview someone or have someone come on and share their expertise, their story, their platform. And so some pros for having a guest podcast is that it is entertaining. You don't have to talk the whole time, obviously. You don't have to be the expert. You can leverage their platform. You can use their social media, their email list, their reach to help you reach more people. And it can often be easy to find guests because people want to share their expertise. They want to reach a larger audience. People are always looking to guest on podcasts. And then some of the cons of having a guest podcast is it is a lot of work to do guest research, to reach out to people. It also is essential that you have the proper equipment. Last week, I shared that you would need a little bit different equipment or tool to have a guest podcast than you would if you were just recording a solo podcast, and that is called remote recording software. And so you have to invest in that above and beyond just a regular recording software that you would have if you were recording a solo podcast. You also need to do some technical work to find the best setup for your interviews, and then it still can be very dependent upon your guest internet connection. So if they don't have a good internet connection, if they don't have a mic, if they don't have the proper tools, then it may still affect the quality, the sound of your podcast episode. And then you also, not only do you rely on them for, you know, their connection and their sound being good and all of those things, but also you rely on the guest's ability to entertain and or your ability to interview them. So it can be a lot of work on the front end to make sure that that happens, for you to know about them and be able to pull out important thoughts and touch on the right topics, that sort of thing. So solo podcasts versus guest podcasts are two remotely different things, and they have to be prepared for in two remotely different ways. So you want to consider that when you're trying to choose between the two. From my experience, I have had a solo podcast for almost 3 years now. I do from time to time do guest episodes when there is a topic that I feel is important to get someone else's insight or expertise on, and feel that that would be helpful to my audience. And so I have done that from time to time. These episodes are usually a little bit longer than my normal episodes, as I shared on a previous episode about podcasting. My episodes tend to run from 10 to 15 minutes or less. And when I have a guest, my podcast episodes are 20 to 25, 30 minutes. And so that does, it affects the length that your podcast will be as well, which is one of the questions that I told you you should ask yourself before starting a podcast in the very beginning. So those are some things to consider. Also, think about the fact that what type of podcast do you enjoy listening to? Do you enjoy when someone has guests or when they are on their own in solo and, you know, entertaining you, sharing knowledge or expertise with you? What do you think would be best for the particular topic that you are choosing to cover as the theme or topic of your podcast? So those are some things to consider. So I hope that I gave you some food for thought when it comes to solo versus guest podcast. And next week, we will be wrapping up this series, and we're actually going to be covering, if you decide that being a podcast host is not for you, maybe you want to guest on other podcasts, we're going to talk about how to do that as well. Thanks so much for listening.